Maria Cahill has rejected an apology from Sinn Féin over how the party dealt with her allegation of rape by an alleged IRA man and Sinn Féin member. A police ombudsman report found that police failed three women who said they were sexually abused by the man. Maria met the chief constable yesterday and accepted an apology from him. She's with me in the studio now. Maria, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. What was the chief constable specifically apologising for? What did he say to you?
Well, he said he accepted the ombudsman report in its entirety. So, you know, therefore, that's his verification that the intelligence received by the ombudsman was correct. And also, he has accepted on behalf of his officers that there were failings in the case. They accepted the sanctions that were imposed and also the 7 recommendations that the ombudsman recommended. One of the things that he has said is that I will be meeting with him again, but also with the head of the Public Protection Branch and the head of Professional Standards. The reason for that, Stephen, is to make sure that this doesn't happen again to anyone else. And I'm very keen to make sure that, you know, it isn't just lip service, that there are things put in place to stop this from happening again.
You've been fighting for a long time, haven't you? You've had to force this out of the authorities.
Yeah, well, that's it. You know, had I not made the police ombudsman complaint, this intelligence would never have turned up. It never would have surfaced. And that's quite horrendous for me to think that is the case. And I made that point to George Hamilton yesterday. I understand from what he told me yesterday, it was discovered by chance from their side of things. And then when the ombudsman went looking for it, it was obviously provided over. So, you know, there are questions around all of this. It's a very murky world in relation to that. But it wasn't in the dark days of the conflict, Stephen. You know, we're talking about the year 2000 when this intelligence surfaced 2 years after the Good Friday Agreement. Really isn't good enough.
And I heard you on Good Morning Ulster today getting emotional about the Chief Constable's apology. Why?
Yeah, because there was a public statement issued yesterday which basically tells the public that it was not my fault that these cases collapsed, and it was not the fault of the other two victims either. I don't think anybody could have been expected to stay in the judicial process that long and with that many different things which went wrong. You know, and I've taken quite a lot of flack over the last 4 years. Even today on social media, I'm seeing people saying, why couldn't she go into court and, you know, convict her alleged abuser? I mean, it's quite clear from the Sir Keir Starmer report and this report, you know, the failings weren't on my behalf. They were on behalf of the agencies that were supposed to get justice for us. It didn't happen, you know, and that's going to be a huge regret for me for the rest of my life. So,
you say regret. What is the pressure like? What does it do to you when you know you're not going to get justice?
First of all, my mother made the comment to me yesterday. She probably killed me for saying this. But she made the comment that since the abuse and the IRA investigation and the abuse, it just completely shattered our family. We haven't had a normal family life for the last 20 years. Then when you pluck up the courage to go to the police in 2010, that was a huge decision for me to take, obviously coming from the community that I come from. I told everything that happened to me in its entirety. I made a very lengthy video statement. The police took a decision to split that into the abuse side of things and the IRA aspect of things, and that had a knock-on effect on everything else. So I am emotional about it, Stephen, because for all of those 20 years, certainly from the abuse until the point after the IRA investigation, the second one, when this man went out of Belfast, first of all, I lived in fear that I was always going to bump into him. And that is horrendous. It was like having this monster in your head over and over, you know, flashbacks, trying to sleep and not being able to sleep. The guilt that I felt about other children and whether those children were potentially put at risk is something that will probably stay with me to the day that I die. I know we've spoken about this before. That was huge for me. And I don't think I've actually been this upset before, so I'm apologising for it. But
you've no need to apologise.
You kind of do expect that when you go to agencies who are supposed to protect you, that they will do it. And to find out over the last number of days that intelligence existed at the time, which could have potentially saved me and those other two children an awful lot of trauma, and the people didn't do anything with it.
I don't have
the words for it.
Well, you've got to be asking yourself why.
Yeah. You know, and I don't think I'll ever get an answer for it, you know, but there, you know, everybody has failed us. You know, I mentioned social services this morning. I still haven't had a comprehensive answer for them. Maybe you'd be able to get one quicker than I can. Because they also had this information in the year 2000. You know, and there are questions around that also. I rang them a number of days ago out of courtesy to let them know that this was coming. And I got a phone call back to thank me for my call.
And that was it?
That was it. They said they may come back to me next week. But, you know, it just isn't good enough. The police have taken responsibility for this at the top. Sir Keir Starmer, in his report, the then Director of Public Prosecutions, Byron McGorry, took responsibility for his organisation. I'm still waiting on Sinn Féin taking responsibility for their actions.
Sinn Féin have apologised, haven't they?
They have apologised. The procedures were not in place at the time. They haven't apologised for their behaviour, you know. And they haven't admitted, actually, the IRA investigation happened, or that senior Sinn Féin people were aware of it. Or, for example, when I went public in 2014, they allowed a shadow of doubt to be cast over my credibility. These reports put a stop to that, in essence, for the general public. But it doesn't provide closure for me. And I just think the whole situation is horrendous, to think that any child, you know, could potentially go through that again, or has gone through it, I suppose, is the most horrible, horrible thing to think of.
Well, there are two women at the very top of Sinn Féin now, Mary Lou MacDonald and Michelle O'Neill. What would you say to them? What would give you closure? What do you say to those women at the top of Sinn Féin?
I think naively, Stephen, when I went public, when I waived anonymity, I expected to be treated with more care, probably naively, by females than males. And actually the reverse has been the case. And I think, I mean, even if they don't admit their role in relation to this as a party, what they should be doing is making sure that they never, ever treat anybody like this again. And what I would say to them is what I've said to Mary Lou this morning in an email. I emailed her shortly before I come down to the BBC studio, and I have asked her to take responsibility. And I have sent her a video of comments which she made publicly in 2014 about me, in case she forgets what her behaviour was like. And I'm appealing to Sinn Féin at this point. I'm obviously very emotional. I'm very tired. I don't think it's fair that I have to come out over and over and over again, and I've had to do so from 2014, and they can put a stop to it by admitting it, and they have so far failed to do so, and that's what they need to do.
You're crying.
Yeah. Sorry.
They need to do what specifically?
They need to admit
Sinn Féin is a party.
Sinn Féin is a party. Well, they need to admit a few things. One, that I was abused, and I think we've got that out of them over the last, and it's been dragged out of them. Two, that the IRA investigated my abuse. Three, that I was brought into a room to face my abuser in March 2000 by the IRA. Four, that senior Sinn Féin, I mean, we're talking senior Sinn Féin people, two of whom have been named in the public domain. One became an assembly member. I disclosed in 1997 and 1998 to women while my abuse was still ongoing. In the context of needing support, and the Sinn Féin, to find out from this Ombudsman report that Sinn Féin didn't suspend this man until the year 2000, and that it could have saved other people from trauma, is horrible. And they need, thank you for the tissue, they need to, I think, really explain why they allowed a suspected child abuser to remain in the ranks as a party member, never mind as an IRA man. The person was also publicly profiled in an Foblock newspaper in the year 2000, between the first IRA investigation and the second one, as the public face of community restorative justice. Which again just adds more horror onto it, because that meant that he had contact with the public.
Are you going to be okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
What's the future?
I think, just to finish that question, Stephen, you know, those are the very clear cut things that are in here, which Sinn Féin need to admit, and they need to apologise for this. That's all. Where does the future go?
Well, you said you're tired.
Yeah, I am extremely tired. It has been a pretty rough few days. I haven't had very much sleep. As you can hear, I am emotional about it. I just think that, you know, I accepted Byron McGorry's apology. I thought it was decent of him to take responsibility straight away for it once his report came out. George Hamilton has done the same thing. Sinn Féin haven't taken responsibility in 20 years for this, Stephen. And it gets very, very frustrating and very, very tiring to keep having to fight to get that. And it's just a simple acknowledgement. That's all it is. I'm not asking them to try even explain their actions away or anything else. I just need them to say she was telling the truth and we're sorry for our behaviour towards her. That's it.
Maria, thanks for coming on this morning. Thank you.